Previously on Hill Street Blues.
What is growing pains?
Oh, excuse me, Ben. Previously on Growing Pains.
Thanks, Corian. Anyway, we just had these real crunchy fish sticks.
Ben.
Okay, there was a dance at Dewey High, and everybody but me was going. I'm booked. But Mom and Dad got to the dance. There weren't any other chaperones, just some old janitor guy.
Not much ever happens at Dewey dances. Basically, they're nerd festivals.
That's right, kids. It's your mommy and your daddy's worst nightmare.
Things got off to a slow start for the girls, and Mike and Annie and Boner were bored stiff.
Yeah, those are fish sticks anyway.
Is Mom with you?
They're about freshmen, too.
Then my evening started to look just a little bit brighter, since I'll understand when I'm older. Heck, I understand now. Since the girls weren't having much luck, Debbie decided to expand her bra size.
Well, what do you think? Didn't your shoulders used to be higher?
Pretty soon everybody was rocking out. Well, almost everybody.
Then you're dancing?
I am.
I mean, with somebody.
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you?
I guess I don't have to tell you. When Carol danced with Boner, all heck broke loose.
Why are you dancing with Boner?
I don't know. We're just dancing, having a good time. I feel sorry for her.
Carol, the crazy animal week is over. Bye.
Well, knock her off, man. Give me the creeps, you guys.
While all this was going on, Mom and Dad were having problems of their own.
What's wrong? Quick back. Go down on me all the time.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, yeah. Keep the music going, baby, or I'm out of the gig.
That didn't sound half as bad as what Mike heard when he talked to the dream girl.
Mike.
I know, Dad. I'm Lydia.
No one else knew was that Stinky and I were sneaking out of his house to get to the secret place.
This is standard. We become myth. Let's go.
We saw dinosaurs and everything. But I haven't got time to talk about that now, because we finally made it to Blackie. So what are you waiting for? Show me that smile.
Show me that smile. Ooh.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another.
Yes, we are really starting to cook, and the food is really burning me up. I gotta heat up. I've gotta cool down. Let's move this party up, down, and down.
But I don't want to go to the hospital. I want my chiropractor. Can you dig it?
Do you want to dance?
Yeah, that'd be...
I'm not sure.
Good evening, ladies. By chance, would any of you care to dance? Perhaps another time. Come on, Bone. Get in the game here, bud.
Hey, I'm just catching my breath.
Okay, I can take over now.
Why?
Honey, I did have a radio show in college, remember?
Of course I do. You stumped.
Come on, you used to say I was great.
Well, honey, what did I know? I was 19. I feel good. I feel strong. I feel loose. I feel long and funky.
I stunk.
Great. I mean, yeah, good idea.
Hey, now, don't you go anywhere. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mikey, you've got your hands full tonight.
Oh, yeah, you can say that. I mean, really quick. But I do wish I had Lydia whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
Whispering?
Oh, couldn't hurt.
Okay, so what's best ideas. The sad part is, it was.
If we want guys to dance with us, why are we going to be out in the bathroom?
Can you stop, Frank? Now. That's the kind of cheap, trashy woman men go for these days. Can you believe it? Makes me gag. Yeah. I wonder where she shot. Where'd she go? Well, wait, you're not having fun? Dirty, that perfume you have on smells like fish. Where'd you get that stuff? It was a birthday present from you.
I want to go home.
Wait, it's not you. It's Carol.
What?
Yeah, you smell like fish sticks and breakfast.
I do not.
I do. Carol, see what happens when you dance with Boner? Do you want to go through the rest of your life smelling like the catch of the day?
Right, two players. That's the machine. The one we heard about.
The one that pays real money.
Can I help you, boys?
Yeah, we want money.
Pardon me?
We want, pie. Give us some of your best pie and a couple of cups of Joe.
Coming right up.
You're not supposed to say that, can we? It's illegal, especially for kids. Where you been? We're supposed to ask for Black. Oh. We'd like to see Blackie.
Blackie's dead.
That's the best pie. Pie. Okay, I bet we've run into a little problem here.
Little problem? The man is dead.
Okay, forget Blackie. There's got to be someone else to ask.
Who?
Okay, look on the bright side. We're at 10 at night on our own, and there's not a chance in the world that fans are going to find out.
Cheese outbreak. So, men, you work in the late shift?
Yeah, I'm fucking sick of walking on the moonlight.
This is a great song.
Quiet. Quiet.
Who snapped it? Oh, no,
I'm sorry. I just thought that maybe we could go someplace quiet where we wouldn't have to talk at all.
Not talk.
Ah!
Exactly.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
See ya.
Bye.
This one's dedicated to all the gals out there who feel the same way about their kind as I feel about mine.
Nothing you can do,
stop. Good pie. I don't want a girl like watching me pie.
Hey, Roy, are we going to gamble or not?
Yes.
How?
Okay, all we need to do is find out how this gambling thing works from someone who comes here a lot.
This week's pork chops weren't nearly as tangy as last week's.
Earl, those were last week's pork chops.
This guy's probably been coming here since food was invented.
Anything else, or is that it, boys?
No, let's have another piece of pie. Watch, I'll get it out of this guy. Pie's pretty good.
Yeah? How's the coffee tonight?
Well, I've had better.
When you were younger.
Yeah. Nice place.
It's open.
Nice pinball machine.
That's going to be a long conversation, son.
What we want to know is how do we get to play pinball for money?
I was getting to that.
Not fast enough.
So you're a couple of high rollers, huh?
We got $8 between us.
$8?
Yeah.
Hey, Madge, these two gents want to play a little pinball. House rules.
Is that right?
House rules.
All right.
Whoa.
I'll just give you boys your change in quarters, and you're on your own.
This is $9. Nine? We've only got... Easy, you can run, though. We've got to get here.
No.
We walked miles.
Buses and circles.
We're dinosaurs.
I rode a girl's bike.
And this is the one night in my entire life that my parents are going to be out late enough for me to sneak out.
So your parents don't know where you are.
Are you kidding? They'd freak.
They're off chaperoning some goofy guest, Thomas A. Dewey High.
Don't you mean Thomas E. Dewey?
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Well, anytime you want me to jump in, just holler.
Oh, I don't want you to jump in. I'm having fun.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you're getting a little tired.
Tired?
Well, you've been spinning records all night.
Oh, no, no, no. I have plenty of energy left.
Okay. Did seem to be getting a little bored.
Then?
And it's not that you're not doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
You just don't have the training.
Sid, I am not going to listen to you. I am having fun.
Well, that's important, too.
Sid, you are just trying to undermine my confidence just because you want to play DJ.
It's just that a man is traditionally the best person for the job of DJ.
The best.
Well, what I mean, Maggie, is that men know how to be exciting.
Jason, it's too bad you're not married to a guy.
Mom, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, your mom is busy having fun. What is it?
No, Dad, this is important.
Oh.
Yes.
What's wrong?
Uh-huh. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mom, yeah, why is your advice? Why, Jesse and Shelly think...
opinion when we're doing something to be enjoyed.
That's my thought.
I mean, it has nothing to do with being the best person. I was just having a little fun.
Well, me too.
I shouldn't care about what other people think.
You're darn right.
Good.
Thanks.
Hey, get away from this.
Mr. Exciting.
Look at all the stars. See, that was special.
Lydia, I think this is just going a little too fast for me right now, okay? I mean, I really don't want to do anything that we're both going to feel sorry for in the morning. I mean, I think I'm just getting a little swept away here, and we could both really use some time to just think.
Think?
Yeah.
Oh, you respect me. I understand.
Good, because I don't think I do.
Let me see if I can explain.
No.
Oh. Well, Mike, it was great dancing with you.
It was wonderful dancing with you.
And it was great talking to you, too.
It was wonderful dancing with you. You know, I really had a great time tonight.
Me, too. I'll call you sometime and we can talk.
Call the teacher!
but as a medical doctor, I'll tell you right now that smoking is a leading cause of... never mind.
Warner, am I keeping you from something?
No, I just came in here, so I figured there wouldn't be no girls in the boys' bathroom.
Yeah, me too.
Can I ask you something, man to man?
Well, we're in the right room for it.
Maybe we should sit down.
No. Warner, what is it?
Well, what would you say it's a sky? Pretty interesting day, okay? You're dancing with this girl and having a good time, but his friends, who shall remain nameless, say it ain't cool.
His good friends?
Are you kidding? The Mikey and Eddie.
Ah, so we're talking about you, Boner.
Gave it away when I said interesting guy, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, do you want to dance with this girl?
It was the only time I was having fun all night.
Well, let's forget about what Mike and Eddie say, especially what Mike says.
Don't worry, I won't even think of trying nothing funny with Carol.
Okay, good boy. But Carol, wait, Boner, wait! What have you done?
Mom, a second man, I'm doing a segue here. Dad, what are you doing here?
Mom, I could lie to you.
But you won't.
My thought is that, see, I didn't say it, thank you. I went to this place to gamble for money, but I blew my wad on pie, and I feel sick about it.
Maggie, dead air. Don't worry, I can handle it.
Jason, Ben's here.
Hey, hi, Ben. You're just in time. Listen to this. Hey, guys and gals, we're looking for this huge hit with Mike and Boomerang that keep coming back from the Grooveyard of Golden Gathers. Jim and Jason here asking you the musical question. What are you doing here, Ben?
You're supposed to be over at Stinky.
That was a lie. He's been out eating pie and blowing his wad.
What did you do?
Mom, Dad, I am so ashamed.
So, after the dance, you want to go get some pizza with us?
Who's that?
You, me, Mike.
Oh, sure.
The screws.
Oh.
Hey, maybe you can order pizza in another tongue, huh?
Eddie, have you seen Donna?
Just the manager.
I will, thanks.
Eddie, I need a word.
Excuse me. I'm bilingual myself.
Eddie, you seen Carol?
Manager.
Thanks.
Michael, Rita is up for a midnight snack.
Look, Eddie, I'm not up for a midnight snack, all right? I want to go home.
Whoa. You're partying with Lydia and you want to leave?
Yeah, now.
No, wait. Now, you said something big was going to happen tonight, and it is, and for me, too. Mike, darn it, I'll just say it. I'm in love.
Fine. I'll walk home then.
Oh, I get it. Lydia's not buying.
No. I'm not buying. Michael, what is wrong with her? Why? It's hard to explain. All right, I'll just tell you. First, it's her voice.
Her voice?
Well, she's not too dumb.
Oh, beautiful chick who's really dumb. My sister's a nightmare.
Maybe looks aren't everything. Maybe I'm getting standards or something. I don't know. And I don't like it, but all I'm saying, Eddie, is I look at the way that you feel about Lydia, man, and I envy you.
So then you wouldn't mind if I took a shot at Lydia?
I thought you were in love with Rita.
Yeah, so did I. Mike, do me a favor. Let Rita down easy for me, huh? She's a good kid, and I don't know anybody with more experience disappointing women than you.
Eddie? And then that janitor guy dropped Sticky off and brought me here.
That's quite a story, then.
Well, you sit down right over there, young man, and don't you move until your mother and I discuss the most appropriate and painful punishment.
What is there?
Oh, Bonner, I've been looking for you.
So have I.
Look, Bonner, I've known you, since I don't remember not knowing you.
Carol, I just want to...
And you've always been the strangest person in my life.
Well, you too.
But when we were dancing before, I was having fun.
Me too.
For the first time this whole miserable evening.
Exactly.
And even if all my friends seem crazy, I don't care.
Neither do I.
What if you're a little strange?
Yeah.
I just want to dance. And if you try anything funny, I'll bet you. No.
going to say.
What do you call anything funny?
Sorry.
Well,
you want to dance or what?
I thought I'd never ask.
Why don't move the room when you got nothing to move?
Well, I guess we know where he gets it.
Me.
Wow, we finally got a decent DJ.
Rita, look, Eddie has something come up.
Really?
Yeah, see, he had to leave.
Well, I have a confession to make. See, when I asked you, Eddie, to dance earlier, I really wanted to dance with you.
Really?
My favorite. I have had a crush on you since the fifth grade.
Really?
So, are you going to dance with me, or just sit there saying, really? And looking adorable.
Well, we did all we could to help Carol. It's her funeral.
Shelly, we're the only girls not dancing.
You want to dance? Absolutely.
Keep your eye on the sky.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Maggie tries to find the perfect time to tell her boss she's pregnant. Coming up next on Family Affair, when City Hall threatens to bulldoze over a local park, Jody and Buffy fight back.